And welcome back to the greatest show on earth. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior.
And I'm Daniel.
And today we're going to be going over Twisters, starring Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones.
And Anthony Ramos. Let's not forget our boy. We'll be doing a spoiler-free and spoiler review. So make sure you guys stay till the very end, or at least till the spoiler-free end. So that way we can let you know if you should go watch Twisters in theaters, wait for streaming, or just never watch it at all.
Let's start off with MVPs or letter grades?
Letter grades.
Yeah.
Why switch?
Why?
It's been 2 years. We're switching it up now, boys.
Do you want to do ours first?
Yeah, we'll do ours. I know you guys were excited. I don't know. You were excited. I don't know what he's thinking.
I'm giving it a solid A.
A minus?
A.
Damn, we all liked the movie. It was a great movie, bro. Honestly,
I watched it twice.
It was so nice. You had to see it twice.
A.
A.
That one was okay. That was a mid slap. So it's an A all around?
Yeah, for 100%. Yeah. What did the critics think, Daniel?
Cinema? Why? Don't be peeking over.
So you get smacked. Well, I get smacked. Yeah,
it just has.
A little sad.
Cinema Score gave it an A minus. The critics on Tomato gave it a 78%.
Wild.
Yeah. And the audience gave it a 92%.
That's better. Yeah. The fucking critics are on one. What are some of the critics saying?
Nah, I don't read them. I don't give a fuck.
Perro.
Well, I will tell you some of them are saying, because I saw a lot of them on Twitter just voicing their opinions.
Ooh, okay.
They were a little mad that they didn't stay true to the original Twisters. They don't realize that it's a reboot. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the original Twisters.
Also, the original Twisters also had made up shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, what made up shit?
Like their fucking little computers that they used to throw into the tornado to figure out the wind speeds and all that.
Like the first one?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they did in this movie?
Yeah, but in the first one, we didn't have that technology yet.
Also, there's only one thing that's the same from the originals to this one that like came over.
What is it?
The tornado?
No. Betsy the cow. It was the name of the computer. What was the name of the computer?
Dorothy?
Sarah?
Oh. Dorothy.
Dorothy? No. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
when he says Dorothy is not a table.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dorothy.
So that's the only thing that came over. That was the name of the computer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, critics are just, yeah, like you said, I think they're on one. Hot take? I think it's a movie this summer.
Damn. Over Bad Boys?
I think it's over Bad Boys.
Definitely over Bad Boys.
No.
I'm not saying Bad Boys is a
Planet
bad movie.
Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Easy.
No, yeah.
Easy.
Listen, I think it's a Quiet movie. Place?
Yes.
Down.
Over it.
Ghostbusters?
I think when you think of summer blockbuster, you think of this type of movie.
Yeah, it wasn't even summer. Yeah, no, it was a great, it was a summer blockbuster. Well, 100% through and through.
Deadpool comes out, and then we'll give out an official
summer blockbuster.
We have to do that like in September, like after Labor Day weekend.
Right.
That's usually the end of the summer blockbuster.
Yeah, but what other banger movies are going to come out? I guess that Reagan one might be good.
No, it's not, that's not a summer blockbuster.
Yeah, like blockbuster, summer like blockbuster, action, yeah. Like bam, bam, bam. Yeah.
Hey, you never know, he might get shot at in that movie.
Does Reagan get assassinated?
You don't remember?
Oh, well, I know he doesn't get assassinated, but I thought there was an attempt.
Yeah, there was an attempt.
On his life.
There was. There's videos of it and everything.
Oh.
I think it's the summer blockbuster so far.
Okay.
We'll get into that a little bit later, you know. But
we are going to talk about award season, baby. We're going to be giving out the best, the worst, the MVP of Twisters.
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell.
You think so?
Yeah, I agree with Daniel. I'm going with the easy one.
Mine was Glenn Powell, too. But
right.
I was going to ask a question going off of that. Because I knew you guys were going to pick him, Glenn Powell also.
No, you didn't.
And I think, you know, I think this should be the title of your video. Who's the real villain of Twisters? A lot of people on the internet were saying he was an anti-hero. And I'm like, he's not an anti-hero.
No, nowhere near it.
Nowhere near it. I don't think people realize what an anti-hero is.
No.
It's like,
I think Anthony Ramos' character would be more anti-hero than Glenn Powell's.
Yeah, 100%.
But keep going with your thought.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that he was the villain of the movie. And I'm like, what? Like, did we watch the same movie?
Yeah.
Like, they weren't dogging on him, but they were just like, you know, what was his role? And I was like, dude, he was like a love interest.
He was a love interest through and through. Yeah, 100%. We'll get to the spoilers because I have a lot to talk about this movie when it comes to Glenn Powell and the villains of the
He's on a good run.
Yeah.
He's on a crazy run.
He's a crazy ass run. This is like Kobe, Magic, Jordan numbers, bro. He was in Twisters.
This is what I don't like about that because they oversaturate you with the one guy.
Yeah, they do that. Like with Timothée Chalamet, Tom Holland.
They do it with everybody. Once everybody like finds out that you like this person.
No, but the thing with Tom Holland is that he's got a lot of stuff that isn't good.
Well, he's also got Marvel movies, though, to back him up. Like his blockbuster.
To back him up.
Yeah, but I think it's everybody. Like The Rock even got popular for a minute.
But that's... I feel feel like that's Kevin Hart, different type of popularity.
Yeah, but it's a different type of popularity. It's the same shit. It's not.
They're going to oversaturate you with the one guy in multiple yeah. movies.
I think Glenn Powell is going to be the next like superhero. Like they're like he's going to get like a good
We can role. Talk about that later.
Later too. On, baby. So make sure you stay to the very end.
Horny on the timeline.
Horny? I was going to say worst case. Okay, let's do that first. Horny on the timeline.
Okay, that was just in my mind. Without a doubt, I think this is the easiest one ever.
Anthony Ramos?
Anthony yeah. Ramos' character.
What do you say?
Javi.
Javi? Yeah.
Easily, 100%.
Well, I couldn't tell, like, if he wanted her or not, like, because that was his best friend.
Did you not see him in the when they first got in the truck, when they were driving, he was just staring at her the whole time?
Yeah, he was, like, giving her the eyes. Even at the beginning of the movie, when they're preparing the, you know, face that first time, when they do the little handshake thing. Like, he stares at her after a while.
No, but she already had a boyfriend at that point.
That don't matter, man.
Hey, game is game.
game is game. You know, respect to the guy.
Yeah, but definitely for him. I mean, I saw a couple undertones, but I was like, what is this guy doing?
And he even straight up admitted it. He was like, there was a time I would have done anything for you.
I mean...
I was like,
same. Yeah, there's that can only mean one thing, you're in love. Yeah, simp. But when you're going up against Glenn Powell, it's just a losing battle. it's a losing battle, my boy.
The little Uzi meme, I lost.
No, he was also in that one movie from January, the rom-com. He did a great job with that, too. He's really bringing back these movies, genres that have, like, lost...
Did you watch his Netflix movie?
Yeah, the one with Sydney Sweeney?
No. That was the other one, the Netflix one that I sent.
Yeah, that is a Netflix one.
That is a Netflix one.
No, that one that you're thinking of is a different one.
No, but it's on Netflix.
No, it's on Netflix, but it's not a Netflix movie.
Okay.
You know what I mean? All right. Netflix didn't produce it.
Which one are you talking about? Like, that came out this year?
Yeah, it just came out like a month ago. I sent it on the group.
While he's doing that.
You need to get back on Messenger, bitch, because I don't like texting.
No, this. Look, 98% Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, Hitman. No, I didn't watch that. I should.
It's really good. Glenn Powell. It's a Netflix movie. It's got that girl from Six Underground. Anti-MVP.
Oh, the worst character from Twisters.
The worst character from Twisters.
Me and Jasmine were talking about this. Yeah, she was going to give it to Javi.
No. Oh. Not Javi.
His second in command.
The second guy.
Yeah. We just watched the movie Pearl. He's in that.
Yeah.
He's a brand new Superman.
That's what I told
David. What's
Corin Sweat.
Corin Sweat? Yeah.
We're Corin Sweat.
And what's his name in the movie?
I can look it up.
Letterboxd or just Google Twisters. Yeah, 100%. I think he was the worst character. But you know what? We'll bring it up in the spoilers. Make sure you guys say.
I was talking to Daniel about that.
Bring it up one more time because you haven't said it enough.
Scott.
My boy Scott. He's just very annoying.
Do you think he did that on purpose? Like, that's just his character?
Yeah, that's the character.
Well, obviously,
bro. Obviously, bro. I think he was meant to be annoying. Because I've seen him act. Like, Pearl, fucking great job. I love the moral. We just watched Pearl. We just watched Maxine last week. Yeah, that's the movie we watched last week when you guys didn't want to watch a movie.
No,
we just watched that movie. We were like, we're going to movie theaters. That's all for the theater experience, baby. But we'll save that.
I was telling Daniel, I was like, I don't know how I feel about him as the new Superman. Maybe it's just because in this movie.
I like how you're wearing a dick shirt. We're going to have to blur that out.
I've worn this like four times already.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
How much do you want to bet?
Yeah, he probably has. I don't know. He does work there a lot. No,
I was just telling Daniel, I was like, he has a very punchable face.
No, but he looks just like Henry Cavill. Like, he has that Superman face.
He has like a really like young. Like
no, early. It's not. I wouldn't say a Superman face. It's just he got a very defined jawline.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he's taller than Superman, like Henry Cavill by like 4 inches.
Yeah.
And he's ripped. Like, he put on weight for Superman.
I mean, you can see in this movie, his arms are huge.
No. Well, yeah, kind of. Fun fact for this movie, like, this is where when he found out he got the role for Superman was when he was filming Twisted.
This is his first, like, yeah.
So, like, it's understandable that he had a small role in this because when I saw him, I was like, that's fucking Superman. What is he doing being like the sidekick to the sidekick?
Yeah.
You know? Like, what are you doing? Yeah, but no, he found out during that movie that he got the role for Superman.
He was all about capitalism. Yeah, anti-MVP.
He's like, bro, what are you doing? No, but...
All about the money.
He's all about the money.
He's that type of character where in real life... He has a point. I'm like, bro, it's your job. What are we doing? I mean, kind of.
To a degree, it's just...
Yeah, I don't know.
There's different ways to, you know...
I mean, we all work for corporations that do bad things, you know? It's not That's like we're true. Out here like...
Yeah, but you're not fucking everybody over as soon as they lose everything.
No,
like,
I mean...
Like, the moment they lost everything, you're like, hey, you want a fucking check? Let me buy everything you...
You did own.
We are going to get into the theater experience, but it's a great fucking movie experience, bro. We were at the AMC and the lights just start flashing. And I'm like, damn, this is an interactive like fucking movie, you know? Because the lights started flashing. It was a fire alarm. So we all, yeah, we were like, dude, I got scared, bro. At first, you know, because it's a movie theater. Like you get those like inklings of like, oh, what if there's a shooter? What if something's going on?
Well, especially here with that Aurora shooting.
Yeah. So I was like fucking terrified. We go out, we're like going out and I'm like, and then we just wait for like 20 minutes of the fire people come and they're like, everybody back in. We just went back in and they started the movie from where it was at. But that was a crazy, crazy moment.
It was just beautiful?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah, it was fucking packed. The people next to us, we were also talking to us. They were like, that was a great movie. I'm like, yeah, it was pretty good.
Can
like,
you go watch the Fresh of my podcast, please? Yeah. I watched it Friday night in town and it was also packed.
Yeah.
And you know what was weird? I was telling Daniel, it was packed on Friday night with Mexicans. My theater was mostly Mexican people.
Fucking Mexican.
And
have you seen that TikTok when you meet your significant other's parents and they're white?
Yeah.
Psh, that's another Mexican down or whatever.
The first like 10 minutes of the movie, they wouldn't shut up. None of them.
Nah, that's me though.
They were talking and you know, Mexicans.
That's you loud. Throughout the entire movie.
No, but you know how Mexicans, like when they talk, they like scream loud. Yeah.
And then they'd be making like jokes. They'd be like,
yeah.
Like whatever.
I mean, we would.
We do that.
We do that. Yeah, but, that's what I'm saying. But we do it under our breath.
We're typical Mexicans.
My theater was packed on Friday and yesterday, our theater wasn't packed at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little
surprising. Yeah, which is funny because we made a couple jokes when it was like not a moment to make a joke and we were just fucking laughing.
Stupid.
That's what we do. That's why I can't watch a movie with this dude.
You need to, you know what you need to do is mark the movies you watch twice in a weekend. Like, then they come out. I feel like that'd be cool. That's a cool fact. You know, be like,
we should do that.
Like, at the end of the year, be like, these are the movies I watched twice.
Just for you guys.
Yeah.
So I don't miss nothing.
Nothing.
Just forgets everything.
What's the box office? Or how much? Okay. I love this part. Make sure you guys put in the comments below how much you thought Twisters was made for. The budget. What's your guess?
You should also make this into a poll. Ask who the villain of the movie was. Glenn Powell, Anthony Ramos, or
comments.
The Twister.
The Twister.
The Twister.
Well, how much do you think the budget was for?
I swear I saw the thing yesterday.
Well, we talked about the box office numbers.
It's around like 60, I think it was.
60? I was going to say 75.
75?
Yeah, million.
75, 60? Oh, you guys are actually way off today. It's 155 million.
Dude, make this movie! No!
All of that was filled, or a good chunk of that was filmed in El Reno, Oklahoma. That's like filming in like hygiene.
Yeah.
That's how small the town is.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense.
Why are you spending 150?
55 million on fucking Oklahoma.
All of that was just a tornado.
Yeah. Bro, 150 of that was towards the CGI for the tornado. One tornado, too. The one that split into two.
The twins?
The twins. Yeah.
It's in the trailer, so it's not really
a spoiler. Yeah, it is in the trailer. You know what's funny is that I feel like the trailers didn't do this movie justice. Like, the trailers were actually kind of bad.
I don't really watch trailers, but I saw that one part in the trailer.
Yeah. Well, I watch the trailers in the theaters now. I don't really watch them on my phone.
Yeah, that kind of pisses me off.
So the budget was 100.
Hey, there were a couple movies that I did tell Angel that we should watch because of the trailers.
Okay.
But,
So the budget was $155 million. As of this recording, this movie is at $80.5 million domestic.
Damn, that's good.
Second biggest opening of the year.
That's fucking amazing. For a disaster movie starring Glenn Powell, that's fucking great.
This is the best opening weekend for a disaster movie.
Yeah, ever. 42.7 internationally for a worldwide total of 123.3.
Oh, we're getting a fucking sequel.
We're getting a sequel.
So I thought the name of the movie was Twister. So I was telling Jasmine the sequel is going to be Twisters. But apparently this is what the movie name is, Twisters. Yeah, so
Twisters.
What's this? We'll talk about that later during the sequel. But yeah, no, that's making its money for sure. Yeah.
Twisters, the tornado comes back.
Yeah.
Do you think a lot of that is Glenn Powell's star power?
Nah.
I don't know, bro.
He has star power
now. I don't think so.
Part of it. Most of it's from the original movie.
No, because
we said the critics were really disappointed in
that. Yeah, there's, I think.
Yeah, but that's the critics. Everybody, we're talking about people.
I bet a lot of this newer generation hasn't watched the original.
I haven't even seen the original one. Me but too. I still have the hype from it.
No, dude, I'm not gonna lie. I'm surprised this movie is doing as well as it's doing. I don't know if it's word of mouth because it's a great movie.
So here's the top three openings of the year: Inside Out 2 at 155,
number one.
Dune Part 2 at 82.5. And Twisters at 80.5. So Twisters was just 2 million shy of Dune. And that's
like,
crazy.
Dude, Twisters is like nowhere near the other two films. Like the other two films are like...
The weekend ain't over yet.
Big ass franchises. No, it is over. Like that's definitely the final numbers. Yeah.
They count the weekend Thursday through Saturday.
No. They count it through Sunday, but they already have the numbers for Sunday. Like Sunday morning, they already know.
I always thought Sunday counted as the next week.
No, it's the weekend.
Okay. But the projections were 40 million. That's what it was projected to make.
So that's double its money. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's word of mouth for sure. But like, I'm honestly trying to figure out what like made this movie just special. Because there's like Bad Boys was good, but it didn't make this much money. You know, I don't know. I'm surprised.
Yeah. I mean, good for them, I guess. You know, like we're getting a sequel for sure.
Do you think it's because Glenn Powell? Do you think it's because Glenn Powell was in good Netflix movies where people were like, "Oh, we watched those movies because they were streaming, so let's go watch him in the theaters."
Well, I told you his last Netflix movie that just came out. It's at 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
The critics gave it like a 90.
He's coming out with some great movies.
That one's a really good movie. He fucks this chick like.
Okay. Should they go watch this movie?
100%.
100% in theaters. 100%. Get that 4D experience. Get some wind in your face. Get some water, some flames. Get whatever in your face. It's going to be a good time. Smacked
by a chicken.
Get hit by a cow. Like cow beef just smacks you in the face.
Yeah, 100% people should go watch this movie.
Did you guys watch in 4D?
No, we tried to.
What happened?
It was sold out.
Oh, of course. Should we go watch it tomorrow in 4D? Oh, yes.
$30 a ticket.
That's not, I mean, I fed you. I'm like, what are we doing?
I wish.
All right, great. Yeah, go watch the movie, guys. That does bring us to the sponsor of today's video.
Despop.
That's us, baby.
That's us. Good.
No, it's not. It's
apparently. Grabs my tit.
Stop.
Yeah, guys, make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if watching our videos isn't your thing. And also leave us a 5-star review on there. We really do appreciate that.
You know, when it's time to start cleaning your house, put us on, have your kids know that cleaning time is Despop time. It, you know, is. You guys can watch a movie Thursday, Friday, and then read about the review Saturday, bro.
Right? If we ever came up with that one time, but.
Yeah, so we're giving you guys extra time to watch it.
Hey. What does that bring us to?
The spoiler zone, baby. Get the fuck off your phone.
Runtime.
It's what, 2-hour movie?
2 hours, 2 minutes.
Dude, okay, I'm not gonna lie. It got to the point. So right before like the finale, like sequence and all that, in my head I was like, damn, this movie still has like a while to go. Like what else are we doing? You know? Yeah. But the ending like really picked up and I was like, damn, like it really got me back in it. Yeah. I was scared because there was a point there that I was like what's that? Like, because in my head, I'm like, how big? Obviously, the climax or the ending or whatever is a tornado, right? And I'm like, what the fuck are they gonna do to make this movie like from here to like, you know, like what can you do with a tornado? You know what you can do with a tornado?
What can't you do with a tornado?
You fucking make a fire tornado. That was crazy.
Daniel knew this already, yeah. But I had knew to. I don't know if you knew this. That last tornado was based on a real one.
Oh,
that hit in Oklahoma.
I mean, I can believe that because you know.
What was it, Daniel?
If it's the one I'm thinking of, it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
Damn.
I was just thinking about this. If they do a sequel, they could do it based on the Joplin, Missouri one, that big ass one that killed like a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Damn. Like go to another state?
Yeah.
I mean,
Glenn Powell comes from Arkansas, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that girl's from Oklahoma, like the character. What was her name?
Kate.
She's from Oklahoma. She was like from a couple like towns over or something like that. You know what was towns crazy?
From what?
From where they were at. Middle of nowhere. Yeah, from the middle of nowhere. You know what's crazy? When she goes sees her mom, it was like middle of the night and her mom just comes out like, who's there?
I know, that's what I told Daniel.
And I'm like, she was going to come out with like a fucking shotgun.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is it?
I know. And like, I'm like, dude,
she lives on a farm. Like
it's
like,
rural. It's a rural area.
Like, yeah. Like,
why would you come out like that?
I don't know. I just thought that was so strange because I was like, bro, you don't live there. You know, like even if you're the kid, you're just showing up in the middle of the night. I'm like, bro, you're going to get shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Especially like out and like.
I thought that was weird.
And she took out the water from the fridge and left it on the counter. She didn't put it back.
I mean, we didn't see her put it back. She could have like off.
No, she literally.
You know what's so funny? I told Daniel to during that scene also.
What?
She took Javi's truck for like 3 days.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. What was the best moment from this film for y'all?
Honestly, I think for me, it was that same scene where. You kind of find out that Glenn Powell is not the villain.
Yeah, he's like, he was a bull rider and
I don't know why anybody
before that.
I don't know why anybody ever thought he was a villain.
Oh,
I don't know.
He didn't come off as a villain. He just came off cocky.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
So you're talking about when they were helping out the town and giving food. Yeah,
when he was like, when are you going to open your eyes and see who you're working for? And she's like, they're trying to help. And he's like, are they?
Yeah. What was the best thing for you?
I'd probably say that as well.
Because that's when she realizes that they're not bad people because that's when the other girl...
I mean, when the guy comes out, like the old guy or whatever, I even tell Jasmine, I'm like, he's the bad guy. Like, he's working for the bad guy. That's going to be the fucking, like, plot twist.
Even that other girl with the dreads comes over and, like, gives her food.
Yeah, she's like, hey, here's some food. She's like, how much? She's like, no, the merch pays for it.
Yeah. Like, she's damn. Okay.
Okay, I see you.
So who's cooking that food? Is it the old black guy or the girl with the dreads with no teeth?
I don't know. They're a little... hey, do you know who the guy was? No, he's going to love this. Do you know who the long hair, the video guy for Glenn Powell?
Yeah, he's from Nope.
Nope, yeah. I was like his boy Angel.
Right, dude, I'm good with that stuff. You know what Daniel said?
What?
About Anthony Ramos? He's like, is that the guy from Transformers?
He is.
I know, but like, hello? How do you not know that? Like, how does it take you a while to...
Was he like halfway through the movie? He's like, hey, that guy looks familiar.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, this guy.
Bitch, it was like 2 minutes into the movie.
He's the guy from Ironheart, too. When is that coming out?
I don't know. I'm really good at recognizing people. I still have to watch The Acolyte. You know, like, the mom? I could not figure out for the longest time where she was from.
Who is she? I don't even remember the mom.
Kate's mom in this
movie? Yeah, dude, she's on
the screen. She's the mom from The Iron Claw.
Okay, yeah, there's no way I'm going to remember that.
Oh. Well,
yeah, that's what acts like we should be remembering, like, every single person in every movie.
See, Adolfo does, like,
yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty good at it. That one I'm not gonna catch because she's not in the movie for long enough for me to be like, and she's not that famous, like,
she's not a big actor, but still, I'm just like, hey,
yeah. But when I saw the guy from Nope, Angel, you're
Tocayo,
I was like, he's gonna enjoy that. What was the worst scene in Twisters for y'all?
The beginning.
At the end of the movie when the black guy's like, hey.
No, that's the funniest part. No, dude,
do you know what that reminded me from? In Rick and Morty, when they're doing the simulation in the first season, it's the same three people saying the same, and he's like, my man. He's like, my man. That's what it reminded me of.
For me, it was the beginning of the movie.
The what?
Where they set up to go chase the first storm before they die.
Bro, that was crazy.
I think what threw me off was the reggaeton song. I was like, that does.
Why does that throw you off, though? But
it just didn't fit the vibe of the movie. It doesn't matter.
It's a brown guy. He's vibing on his own.
I don't care. He's a brown guy in Oklahoma. Put some freaking English music on.
We're all supposed to listen to fucking country.
When they're pulling her out of the car, Boone, that guy who also plays Angel, he's like, I think I love you. I don't know if you guys heard that.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, when they're pulling her out of the wreckage. It's like, get in line, dude. You're like fifth.
Yeah. You're fucking... It's Glenn Powell, Anthony Ramos.
No. It's Glenn Powell, the dead boyfriend, Anthony Ramos, then him.
No, then me, and then him. Hey. Hilarious.
That's funny.
I don't think there was a worse scene in this movie for me. I'm like, really think of it, like, it really, like, every single moment led to the other moment, and that moment was great too.
Yeah, no, it was just so funny because when they're pulling out of the wreckage, everyone's like, you did it. The goodbye guy's like,
and he has such a fucked up finger too.
I was like, what?
He did it, bro. I'm like,
Well, that's how he did it in the movie. It was just
so random.
Yeah, it was just random.
It threw us off so bad that we fucking laughed all loud.
I know. I was like, oh, shit. People are watching.
You're so funny. You know what was a dick move? I don't know if we talked about it or not. I was going to bring this up because it was a spoiler. This is the biggest dick move that you can make. Even if he was in the wrong, David's character just gets left by himself on the road. He's like,
during a fucking big ass tornado.
Yeah, and a huge ass tornado. Like, bro, people died probably in that tornado, bro. And he
told him to stop the truck. He's like, bet.
And then he comes outside and just leaves him. And I'm like, bro, no mames, tampoco no te pases.
I've done that.
Yeah, but during
in the middle of a tornado, bitch.
No, but
I mean, Mini did that to y'all.
No, he didn't.
That's not the same thing.
It is kind of the same thing.
It's worse.
It's worse.
No, I'm just kidding. That was a tornado, bro. That's crazy. I'm just saying that was a dick move from Anthony Ramos when he was like trying to get a redemption from like the audience because he's going to help the city. That's a dick move to just leave him behind.
Did you like that little flashback scene in the barn when she walks into the barn and it transitions to the old video?
Like her and the boyfriend.
Yeah, that was cute. I mean, it's like one flashback. But it was good because it kind of reminds you from the beginning because those characters weren't really there for that long.
I thought that was a really good scene.
Yeah.
Like the scene after that where Glenn Powell shows up and she's
just
like...
Just randomly, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here?
We talked about it. We're like, how the fuck does he know which house to go to?
He said it. He was like, oh, I remember your name from the news. So I just looked it up.
Mm. Technology.
I thought it was going to be a more like profound moment of like, oh, I know who you are. And it was just like,
was just that. No, I mean, the profound moment was after that.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
When he's reading her notes and he was like, hey, this is like really, this is a really good idea and it should have worked.
Oh, yeah. And then they do the whole calculations and all that. And
no,
then...
that's after. At first he reads her notes and stuff and he's like, oh, like this should have worked. And then she was like, oh, it didn't and I failed. And,
you
like,
know.
My friends are dead. So that's when she's like, that's when he tells her, like, you have to stop carrying that guilt.
You know what? I will say, out of all the things that Javi did in that movie, one thing I do think he's justified for, not really justified, but like I get it, is when he tells her off Kate and he's like, I live with that too, like every fucking day, because he was there.
He
might have not seen it, but he was there, and that's guilt of knowing that you stayed behind. Yeah, survivor guilt. You stayed behind and you could have been there with them, like during the fucking storm, you know? So I don't know. I think he is in the right in that sense to like tell her off, like, hey, we both live with this guilt.
Do you think he could have done it a different way, though?
No, when... Yeah, obviously, but like...
Anyway,
but in the heat of the moment...
Any way you say it, it's going to come out bad.
Yeah, it is. I agree with that. And also, it's like, heat of the moment. We're humans. I'm not going to fault somebody for the way they show grief or trauma or anything, you know? Because that's going to come out the way it's going to come out. So that's one for y'all. For the people struggling out there. That's why I'm a really understanding person, because like sometimes I'll just be like, no, man, I get it. I get why they did what they did. Like, it's no, like, I'm not going to fault them for the way they did it. Like, we've all said things or done things in a way that we could have probably handled it better.
When she's taking pictures of the storm.
Yeah.
And then the reporter takes a picture of her and he's like, give me a copy of that. I told Daniel, I was like, this guy.
You know what's, I will say, the funniest scene, and I love this scene so much, was at the end when they're at the airport and he's like, you got to move the truck. He's like, okay. He moves a little bit forward and he's just looking at her. He just pops out. You got to move, bro.
It's because they kept saying a lot of lines like back. So like she says.
That airport is not that busy for
him. He's like. At the beginning of the movie, one of his lines is like, if it feels right, chase it.
Yeah.
And then she repeats it to him at the end.
If it feels right, chase it.
And then I think Ralph's like, dude, go for it. I'm like, dude, shut up. You simp. He's probably like,
he's like, you motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm like, I wish you said that to me.
Yeah.
Also, the little concoction of like bullshit she made that goes into the tornado is not enough for it to actually do anything.
How do you know?
Because
motherfucking scientists
out of Norman, Oklahoma said you need at least 22,000 tons for it to do any impact.
Oh, but like it can work.
Theoretically.
Okay. But is that a lot? I don't know.
22,000 tons?
Tons? Like, I thought you said pounds.
Tons.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's like silos.
I know.
Yeah.
That's how you just built a bunch of silos? Maybe someday.
Hey, that wouldn't be a bad idea, though. Like, you put it in an area where, like, you get frequent
tornadoes. You know, also, you know what's crazy is that the Tornado Alley is, like, the only place on Earth that has tornadoes that, like, consistently, like, make like, nowhere in the world.
Yeah, this year's been pretty bad. We're already pushing, like, over 1,000.
Damn. But anyways, that was a fun fact on there. I did love that. I was, like, telling Jasmine, I was like, motherfucker can just put the thing. He's not going to get towed.
The augers. They're called the augers.
Okay, hey. Motherfucking college educated motherfucker over here.
No,
it's this fucking word.
Works outside.
It's like you don't know anything.
People have augers?
Augers?
Where they just drill into the ground?
Yeah. Augers are meant for multiple things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fuck me, I guess.
We have two.
Okay. Good for you. And your chucks?
No, not
exactly, because motherfucker.
We don't have tornadoes here.
Yeah, people use those for tornado trucks. Yes. That's a thing. Yes.
That's cool.
That is a thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want to talk about the ending.
All right, let's talk about it.
A lot of people were sad on Twitter, upset about the ending.
Why?
Because they didn't kiss.
Yeah, they were waiting for the kiss.
Oh,
they didn't kiss. Steven Spielberg said not to show it.
Yeah.
Oh, did Steven Spielberg make the movie?
No,
he consulted or produced.
He helped.
Damn, that's crazy. Why is that?
They said that they didn't want to include the kiss because it was going to make it very cliche.
No, I mean, I guess. Yeah, I mean, anything's cliche, bro, if you do it enough times. But like.
So I'll show it to you.
I mean, it was cliche that they saved the fucking city, you know, like.
I have it.
Did they though? Because people still die and like half the town was.
I mean, they saved it like
SpongeBob. We saved the city, the town in question.
SpongeBob classic.
Yeah, dude. No, it was crazy though. When they're in the movie theaters and the tornado rips the screen out, so it looks like the watching the movie was a tornado, and they're like grabbing on. I'm like, this is fucking insane.
This is the deleted scene.
That's not the lead. There's no way. It just looks like they're just making out.
Yeah, because they were just making out.
guy just crossing. She has a nice I'll let the people at home.
Yeah, that's a deleted scene. So they did kiss, but
see, damn, you know what? What they can do? Talking about sequels.
Yeah, I don't think it needs a sequel.
100% is gonna get a sequel. It doesn't need a sequel.
I don't think it should get one. This is better off as a standalone movie.
No, 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 bro. This is the type of movie that deserves a sequel, bro. The blockbuster, 100%. Now I will say this. This is what I think should happen in the sequel. They go apart, right? They fight. We don't see that kiss. So we're anticipating the kiss for like the end of the second movie, and we get there and they kiss. Like they get into a fight, something happens.
That's what you're worried about in the second movie, them fucking kissing?
Yeah, bro. What else can you do with Twisters, bro? You had twin Twister. A fire Twister. You had the biggest fucking tornado.
Someone on Twitter said the plot of Twisters is literally just she thought the tornado was pretty. He thought she was prettier.
Aww, that's cute. Stupid.
And everyone's like, Steven Spielberg, you coward.
Dude, that's crazy. You think it doesn't? Do you think it deserves a sequel?
100%.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. My 100%. Boy out here, fucking crazy, saying crazy ass shit. He has an eight all day.
Got too many sequels.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemous. Sword. That's the
one. Yeah, but if anything, like I said earlier, like if they do a sequel, it could be from other states because there have been some pretty bad tornadoes.
A hurricane. Twisters.
Yeah, but it's not the same thing.
No, it's not.
Did you hear what the director also said for this movie?
What?
He said he didn't mention climate change because movies shouldn't preach a message.
That's crazy. Every movie preaches a message. That's fucking insane to say.
Did it not preach a message of like we're getting there's more tornadoes every year?
That's the one line.
The message that this movie conveys is that it's better to help people than to work for a corporation. Like this dumbass, every movie has a message. That's fucking insane to say. Bro, I'm just gonna like every movie has a literal message. It just depends on what you're trying to say.
I see this funny meme.
Well, it depends on how hard you want to push the message.
Rizzler. Return of the Riz. That's fucking insane.
Stupid. This is kind of off topic for Twisters. Apparently, Glenn Powell and David Cornsweet, they're like homies. Like, actually, like, pretty close and stuff.
Hal Jordan?
No. David Cornsweet. Oh, no. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. What were your thoughts? And then we can go with
people
my
are fan casting him as the next Batman.
Oh, that's also fucking...
Hey, that'd be badass.
That is badass.
I would actually like that.
I like Hal Jordan better.
I don't like who the fuck we have now.
You like him as Hal Jordan better? Because you know what else somebody fan casted him as? Booster Gold.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can definitely see that too. Do we not already have a Batman? Well, no, I meant in the new DCU.
No.
We do have the Batman, Robert Pattinson, but that's a whole different universe.
No. Yeah,
we
don't have a Batman. That's a terrible Batman.
And they're thinking that...
Yeah, I think, I will say this. This is off Twisters, but I think Robert Pattinson makes a good Batman. No. I think he makes a bad Bruce Wayne.
He does.
Like, his Bruce Wayne doesn't look like Bruce Wayne.
Both of them are bad.
I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, that was our review of Twister starring Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones and Anthony Ramos. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to watch it in theaters? Are you going to watch it at home? Or are you just going to skip this movie at all? We'll see you guys next time.
Adios.
I thought you guys